Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Hey, here at CyberBacker, my name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk, and we have another awesome CyberBacker on our show today. Jezebel, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. And how about you, Jello?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much for being on the show. I know you have a lot of things to do. Really appreciate your time here today. So we wanted to chat with you, of course, how's everything been going, your experience with CyberBacker so far. But before we head on to that, how long have you been with CyberBacker?
Yes, I've been with CyberBacker for 6 months. Actually, it was my 6th month here last December 1st, and I was really grateful for that. And I'm enjoying what I'm doing here with CyberBacker.
Wow, congratulations. The first 6 months of your stay with CyberBacker, everything's going great, I'm assuming. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes, good to know, good to know. So can you tell us a bit about your background and what led you to become a part of CyberBacker?
Yes, sure thing. I've worked in the BPO industry before, and I also had a chance to work here in our local government. And both jobs really requires customer service and administrative work. And that is one of the reasons that led me to join CyberBacker. And also, I really wanted to work from home for me to be able to spend time with my family and also share and enhance my skills. And I really fell in love with the company's commitment to innovation and fostering a collaborative virtual environment. And yes, here I am now enjoying my job and grateful for having the best client and for being a part of CyberBacker.
It's great to hear you having a wonderful experience so far with CyberBacker. So worked in the government, worked in the BPO industry as well. So talk to me more about that. How do you see those skills that you've gotten from those previous roles now to contribute to CyberBacker, to the goals of CyberBacker, I mean?
Yeah, for me, those skills, or I consider that one as something like a unique skills for me, because we all know that when it comes to administrative tasks and also customer service, it's really important that you have this keen attention when it comes to details. And that's the one skills that I was able to enhance during those times. And that's why I could really say that with those skills, I could contribute a lot to the goals of CyberBacker. And not just with CyberBacker, but for myself also and to my clients. So it's really important for me to enhance that skill that I have when it comes to administrative tasks and giving a good service to my client, so that all the goals that I have, I would be able to get those goals. So that's really important.
Again, you heard that right, guys. Everyone who's listening, very keen to details. Very, very important. I think in any job that you have, in any role that you're going to be a part of, that is very, very important. Good tip right there. Now, 6 months with CyberBacker, what's been the most interesting part of your role so far?
Yeah, with CyberBacker, the most interesting part is that actually it's about some of the tasks that I usually for my client, especially when it comes to listing. So it is more on compliance. So for me, that is really interesting because honestly, I don't really have the background before when it comes to real estate or whatever it is. But by the time that I started working for that, I was able to discover that I really do have the skills also to be able to perform the task that my clients wanted for me. So that is also one thing for me. And I really appreciate it, or I'm really grateful that CyberBacker, the company is always there for you. You don't feel like you're alone, or you can just go ahead and ask someone that may be able to help you.
Yes, totally agree. Because as what it says on your background right there, for everyone who's listening, you can see it, relationship, team, two words that are very important here in Cyberbacker. So everyone is just one Slack away, one DM away, and right? And you, whoever you want to talk to about needing getting help or things like that, one message away, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Now, again, more about the culture and getting used to the virtual life. Now that you're a part of Cyberbacker, what's the most exciting part about the culture and working environment here in Cyberbacker, you think?
Yeah, for me, I love how Cyberbacker is a fun and creative place to work. Though we're working virtually, and as what I've said before, the team works together and encourage learning. And the flexible schedule also means I can balance work and life. And it's a cool place that cares about both the job and the people doing it. And I always look forward to contributing to a company that values innovation. I found that with Cyberbacker.
There we go. So imagine that's only been the past 6 months that you've been working with it. What else is there to discover? There are a lot more things to discover, right? Here, of course, just in Cyberbacker. Now, talk to about more about growth and development. How do you see yourself learning and growing in this role that you have in the future so far?
Yes. In the near future, I envision myself experiencing significant growth and development in my role through a combination of continuous learning, skill enhancement, and goal attainment. And I am committed to staying abreast of industry trends, especially with real estate, embracing new technologies and participating in relevant training opportunities to further deepen my expertise and enhance my skills. And I'm also excited about the opportunities for development within this role. And I am always committed to maximizing my potential to contribute to the ongoing success of the company, which is Cyberbacker.
Yes, of course, a lot more growth. And the good thing about Cyberbacker, actually, for everyone who's listening and isn't aware, we have a lot of trainings every day, every week, every month, different kinds of trainings that you can attend right through Zoom here and there, and just to be able to grow and learn a lot of things, of course, that you can, let's say, use when it comes to your role within Cyberbacker. A lot of trainings, you guys. Now, how about challenges? Of course, in any experience, there would be some type of adjustment or, again, their challenge. What have been some of the challenges that you've overcome this past few months with Cyberbacker?
Yeah, as what I stated before, since I do not have the background before with real estate, so the first challenge for me is adjustment. It's really hard because you don't have really the, I think that is really normal if it's your first time. So adjustment is not that easy. Sure. But at first, that's what I'm thinking. But as I go on with Cyberbacker, I realized that adjustment will not be that hard for me because, yes, as what I have said, the team will always be there for you. Cyberbacker will always be there for you. Sure. Cyberbacker will always be ready to help you, for you to be able to cope up with the tasks that you need to learn, with the things that needs to be applied on the tasks that you really wanted, that you're doing. So, yeah. Adjustment is really the first thing that comes in my mind by the first time I work with Cyberbacker. But yeah, I was not able to have the hard time because help is always there.
Yes, help is always available anywhere you are. You're in Cyberbacker. Again, just how about adjusting with the body clocks, things like that? Because I've spoken to a few Cyberbackers that one of their challenges was that. Because again, here in the Philippines, we work at night with Cyberbacker, right? Usually. So starts around 9 in the evening, and sometimes end up 5, 6, or 7 in the morning, right? Sometimes. But how did you adjust to that?
Yeah, what I did is that for me to be able to adjust my body clock is that I consider myself like living where my client is. So It's like I'm here in the Philippines, but yeah,
You're
but the
living
time
there.
that I'm following is not the Philippine time.
Okay.
So that's what I followed so that it will not be hard for me to adjust since I already worked with a BPO before and it's
Kind of
the
used to it
same thing
a
that
little.
I did. Yeah.
Okay, then. So, good idea right there. Just imagine yourself being there where your client is going to be. Then just follow the time zone, of course. Yep. Take some time
Yes.
for, of course, new people that they didn't have experience in the BPO industry, but again, something that is doable, right? Something that you can really adjust to, of course. Now, one last question. Of course, here in Cyberbackers, what your background says, relationship, one of our core values in Cyberbacker. Now, would you want to mention, could you think of any mentors or any colleagues that have helped you all throughout your journey with us? You can give them a message right now. You can give them a quick message right now.
Yeah, actually, to be honest, the colleagues that I have here with Cyberbacker is really helpful. But the one mentor that I really would like to mention is that it's my client. So as I reflect on my journey and adaptation to my role, I always acknowledge the invaluable guidance and support that the people is given to me, especially
Course.
my mentor, which is my client. So she has been instrumental in shaping my understanding and of the responsibilities and challenges associated with this position. So she has only not shared her extensive knowledge, but expertise and experiences as well. And also she constantly provides constructive feedback, helping me navigate through complex situations and offering valuable insights that go beyond some training sessions. And in that essence, having my client as my mentor has been a key factor in my successful adaptation to my role, and I continue to draw inspiration and guidance from her wealth experience, and I'm grateful for having her not just being my client, but a mentor, a friend, and a sister too.
There we go. So we are very, very excited to seeing your continued success and growth within Cyberbacker, of course. And to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about how to become a successful Cyberbacker, please visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. And again, Jezebel, thank you very much for being on the show today. I had fun chatting with you today.
You're welcome, Jello, and have an awesome day.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.